Gemara tells us in Erech and Daf Yudam and Aleph, it's in Maseches Sofer in Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Shmona Asa Yom V'Layla Echad. 18 days a year and one night, Hayachid Gomer Bahem Es HaHalel. The Yachid is Gomer the Hallel. We say a complete Hallel. There are different days of the year, Rosh Chodesh, other days we'll discuss. It's only a chatzi halal. That's only a custom. From a pure legal halachic basis, to be considered halal, you have to be gomer as a halal. So it says we are 18 days here of Elohim. What are they? Shmona Shemei Sukkis, 8 days of Sukkis. Shmona Shemei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. Yontev Rishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Leil Pesach, the night of Pesach, Va'atzeres, and Shavuos. So the 18 days a year in Eretz Yisrael, you add 3 for Yontov Sheni, Shagolias, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, that gives you 21. So 18 days a year, Yachid Gomer is a Hallel, and in Chutz of 21, we'll get to one night a year, because generally Hallel we don't do at night. So the Gemara wants to know why do we discriminate against Pesach? Pesach and Sukkot are one of the Shalosh Regalim. So how come when it comes to Sukkot, we get to say Hallel every day, or we're going to say Hallel? But when it comes to Pesach, we only get it 1 day or 2 days in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara tells us, the difference is, Shebechag HaSukkot, Gomer is HaHallel, Bechol Shemana Shemei HaChag. Manishtana Pesach mi Sukkos. El Biyon, so the Gemara answers, Shonin Sheva Shemei Sukkos mi Sheva Shemei HaPesach. Sukkos Kol Hayom Cholok B'Korban Oseh. That every day you have a new carbon when it comes to Sukkos. V'chol Yom Kedusha Mishalon, hence has its own special Kedusha that a carbon brings, like V'hu Kamoe B'fnei Atzmo, like that's a discussion. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, we know it's different after Chatzos. A debate, how does it take on a full rego B'fnei Atzmo? No one says it's an Isra Malacha like on Yontov, but we agree there's an Isra Malacha by like a Chol HaMoed, and that's a debate between the Ar Zeruah and the Bali Tosis, how far it goes. In other words, whether you have Aveilus, could you do Aveilus Erev Pesach after Chatzos? So Tosis seems to say, yeah, Aveilus goes until the end of the day, right before Pesach, because it's Pesach. It's Pesach, not until the night of Pesach. And the Ar Zeruah says, after Chatzos, we see differences. So that debate seems to be, and since you're bringing a carbon Pesach, it's a rego b'fnei atzma, how much of a rego is it? And that's why, in fact, the Yerushalmi even asks, how are we allowed to do malacha any day? We bring a carbon tumen every day. And the Yerushalmi says, you're right, enoch inami, but v'asafta degancha, you have a mitzvah to make a parnos, you got to make a living, so therefore you have to go to work. But if not for that, bringing a carbon will be enough to lend its day to a certain level of Kedusha. So the debate between Tosis and the Ar Zeruah is it enough of a Kedusha, the carbon Pesach being shechted, that it even cancels Aveilus? So halacha, we go halacha gedivrei hameikel b'aveilus, so we're lenient. We go lenient in both directions, in terms of that after Chatzos we get up, like the Ar Zeruah. However, if one has a funeral after Chatzos, so then we permit you to go ahead and sit Aveilus, sit Shiva, and therefore the Yontov cancels. So either way, that's what we see, that since Sukkot has its own, is Cholok HaBakobin Oseh, so therefore it has its own Kedusha. And therefore it's a Moed B'fnei Atzma, however by Pesach, Karbonos Kol HaYomim Shavim LeKarbonos Yom Tov. But we have the same Karbon every day, Shinamar B'chamisha Zom HaChol Yezech HaKshuva Shomim, Ka'ela Taseh LaYom Shiva Shomim. And therefore they're all Tfeilom Yom Tov Rishon. And therefore, they're not considered a Moed B'fnei Atzmo. And therefore, the only institute to say Hallel, Ela B'Moedim Abam, L'Prakom Mischad Shem Mizman L'Zman. And therefore, that's why We don't say only Sukkot, which has that Kedusha Moed Bifnei Atzmo, because it's had its own independent Karban, Mashen Kein Pesach. So that's why by Pesach, no Karban, no full hallel every day, Mashen Kein by Sukkot. And in fact, based on this, there's a major discussion in the postgame, not this year, but when Shabbos Chol Hamoed, when there is a Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So the halach is by Sukkot, which all agree to, or the way we assume, that the question is, how do you end a Haftorah on Shabbos Chol Hamoed Sukkot, Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach? So when it comes to Sukkot, we say, Ala Torah, Val Avoda, Val Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Val Yom Chag HaSukkot Hazeh. And we besayim, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. It's like we do on the first day of Sukkot, or the first day of Pesach. However, B'Shabbos Chol Hamoed, Eino Masker Es Chag HaMatos Klau. Lo B'Tchilas HaBracha, Lo B'Chaz, we say, Al HaTorah, V'Al HaVodah, V'Al Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, V'Eino Masker V'Yom Chag HaMatos HaZeh. And we just end the Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yov HaZmanim. So the question is, what's the difference? How come when it comes to the Nusach HaBracha of the Haftorah of Sukkot, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, but when it comes to the Nusach HaBracha of Pesach, we just end Mekadesh HaShabbos? And that's the answer, that since Sukkot is Cholok B'Korban Osav, it has its own independent carbon, it's Kamoei B'Fnei Atzmo, and therefore, for the Bracha they instituted in the Birkas HaTorah, it's its own independent Moed. And therefore, even on Chol Hamoed, you mention Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. But lo kein Yemei Chol Hamoed Pesach, She'eino Chalukim B'Korban Oseim. And therefore, it's not considered a Moed B'Fnei Atzmo. Therefore, on Shabbos Chol Hamoed, we only mention Mekadesh HaShabbos, and therefore, etc. However, they quote the Gra, who holds B'Shabbos Chol Hamoed Avshol Sukkot, Chosem Hamafti Mekadesh HaShabbos. So, I mean, it seems to be that everyone, so the Vilna Nagon seems to say even on Chol Hamoed Sukkot, but the practice seems to be, going to, if you're not a Grunik, that on Sukkot you do mention Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's why it's all because it's Cholok B'Gnom HaSeha. And that's what we see, and that's where we find another distinction. And therefore, that's what they point out. That's what, and therefore, Lama in Gomer is a Hallel b'Chol Hamoed Pei. Why don't we say Hallel on Chol Hamoed Pesach and also on Yom Shvi Shel Pesach? Aye, isn't Yom Shvi Chagu Shedema Sheva Shama and Tocha Matos Yom Shvi Chagu Hashem? And the answer is, it's true Yom HaShvi is a Chag in our terms. However, since it doesn't have its own special Karban, El Karbano Shav, El Karbano Shar HaYamim, it's Tafel to Yom Rishon, Lefichach Ein Gomrim Bo Es HaHalel. So therefore, that's what the Gemara tells us, is a fundamental difference on Sukkot, where Gomer is HaHalel every day, because it's a Moed B'Fnei Atzmo, Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Pesach, it's Ka'ela, we have its own, and therefore it doesn't have the same Kedusha as Hayom, and therefore your own independent carbon warrants your own Kedusha Zayom, and warrants to say a Hallel, so we have a full Hallel every day of Sukkot, Masha Inkin on Pesach, we only have it on the first days. And this as well could be going to those postkim who make a Chiluk between the Haftorah Shabbos Chol Hamoed. The Vilna Gaon doesn't make a distinction, but other poskim say, when it comes to Chol Hamoed Sukkot, we mention in the Haftorah that we say Ayom HaShabbos Ayom Chag HaSukkot HaZeh, and we say Mekadesh HaShabbos Rav HaZmanim, but by Pesach we don't, is because Sukkot is Cholok B'Korban Oseh, and therefore warrants its own Kamoed B'Fnei Atzmo, Masha Ein Kein Pesach, and that's why the rest of Pesach, it's also Tafel B'Yom Rishon, and therefore we don't get its full Hallel, Masha Ein Kein on Sukkot. Of course, we'll have to explain why the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Lametes Amud Beis, is going to give another famous reason why we don't say Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. We'll have to discuss.